This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We're rolling?
No, don't ever tease me like
that. Do you know what that means? Rolling?
The tape is rolling and recording.
Who uses tape?
Do you know what tape is?
It's like magnetic plastic that you record into it.
It's a better answer I would have had.
Yeah, really. I would have said tape is the thing you used to bind people with.
You have to come out here and show your pants.
Yes.
All right.
Check these pants
out. Welcome to the Week in Review Facebook podcasting. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there. What's your name again? Pam. Phil.
Map.
What's your name again?
Leah.
Come over here.
It's Leah's pants.
All right. Actually, no. You were in the right spot.
Yeah.
Look at those pants. She's got her Eagles Hotel California shirt on.
Right.
Oh.
And look at these pants.
What's on the pants?
It's a weird pattern. It's weird. It's like Bob Ross met Eddie Van Halen's artist.
Right.
And made yoga pants.
Right.
Yeah. So do you do yoga?
No, I don't do yoga.
No, a lot of people who wear yoga pants don't do yoga.
No, they do yogurt. Right,
but they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Because they're form-fitting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, right.
And then, so the Eagles, do you know who they are? How old are you?
I'm 23.
All right, so you're not even as old as this. I mean, this album is older than you.
Yes.
Yes, way older. What year were you born?
95.
Okay, they were already way broken up. Yeah. And what do you know about the Eagles?
Well, I did see their concert in Hartford on October 6th. I didn't know too much about them before I saw them, but I knew their hit Hotel California and knew Kid in Town.
And what'd you think?
I loved them. They were amazing. They had amazing harmonies, and it seemed very genuine, their performance.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh stole the show.
Joe Walsh.
I'm very impressed with Deacon.
I always made it.
Deacon was awesome. I didn't
really
know.
Oh, yeah. Deacon Fry.
Yeah.
Glenn Fry's son.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
It was a
small fry one time.
Yeah,
yes.
Then you have, what's his name? The country guy. Vince Gill.
Vince Gill, right.
Oh, yeah.
Some of Glenn Fry's songs.
Right, right.
All right, well, thank you. Nice You're pants, welcome. Nice shirt.
So it was country fried, basically, yes.
All right, so we have a couple things we're going to do here. One, we're going to ask you to help us plan the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive, which is happening a week from today, Friday, December 7th.
Yep.
At Jordan's Furniture.
At this point, it's over already.
Next week.
At this time.
24 hours from today.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Because you said at this point, it's over already.
Yeah.
I'm like, did
point,
I miss
next
it?
Week.
Right.
Yeah. Boy, man, that zipped right by. Right.
It was so good, we fell into a coma.
I remember I had that one drink, and all of a sudden I woke up like this.
Yeah, so we're going to look for your help. Anything you want to see there, anything you think one of us should do, something maybe you can do.
A can of worms, here we go.
Someone who's a really good singer who can sing a great Christmas song.
Right, and it's not
whatever
you.
You got.
Yeah.
Post it right here, and Phil's going to keep an eye on it.
He's good that way.
But before we do that, we just have to once again, one more time, acknowledge AJ and what he did in the box for 24 hours.
Oh, thank you. You mean go crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made it.
Yeah. Let's acknowledge all the people who donated that made being in that box worth the time.
Yeah, I think at the end of the show, I said, if you thank one person, you have to thank 1,000 people.
Exactly.
There's so many people involved.
Yeah.
You know, in the building,
right.
The engineering.
Right.
You know, people like Leah.
Right.
Did the overnight.
Exactly. Because to sit in that booth for 24 hours listening to that warbling kid sing over and over again and only come with like $500 would have sucked.
Yeah. I was afraid that was going to happen.
So was I.
Yeah, it didn't look good.
Yeah, so thanks for making my pain worthwhile.
Yeah. Tremendous. I was blown away by the number.
When Wasn't
I heard
amazing?
The number, I got chills.
Yep.
It just launched me right into the holiday spirit.
It's true.
So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any observations
thank
from
you.
That anybody wants to share?
Mamsie said you should have brought a hat or like a coat and a hat.
Yeah.
I had all that stuff with me. I just didn't put it on.
You know what he is? He's the kid, the six-year-old, that you bring somewhere, and they don't bring the right clothes.
Yep.
And an hour into it, they're like, The only difference is he's a war horse, so he'll just plow right through it.
Yeah.
It was noon. I showed up. It's biting cold at noon with the sun out. There's no roof on the box. The heater doesn't work. He doesn't think to say anything to anyone. Like, hey, you think we can get a roof
over here? Just plow right through it, damn it.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been brutal.
It would have sucked.
We would have found AJ just a frozen icicle
like,
in the box.
Like Jack Nicholson in the Shining.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe that you were going to just deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know.
But yeah, that was...
Dig we must.
Yep. What a bit that was. It just started from a little idea and just snowballed into $25,000.
That's the best part.
So we roll into the toy drive with $25,000 plus, I think, $2,000 or $3,000 from the pasta dinner.
Right.
Right.
So, right.
But we'll need a lot more, so don't think it's over.
Right.
That's the thing. True. You know, we're always fixed on the number that this thing generates, but it's really the people, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you don't get that one toy, that one kid doesn't have the memory.
Exactly. Right? You can't think of that, man. That's unthinkable.
All right, so we have Tom G, right? Everybody knows Tom G.
Tom G.
Fire chief, deputy.
Deputy something, yeah.
Yeah.
Fire guy.
So what can he do, right?
One year we had him freezing stuff.
Yeah.
With a fire extinguisher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he made beers cold. Cause I remember he handed me a beer. I didn't drink it.
But we never did that again because he nearly ruined Chez's laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
With the snow.
That's true.
Right.
Make him freeze
dodgeball. I'm not sure if Jordan's furniture will be into that.
Oh, we have him freeze dodgeball and make him like a snowman.
Oh, I kind of like that.
That's
funny. All right,
he's loving
That's
it.
That's why I brought it up. Actually, freeze. I'm frosty. Yes, you're very frosty.
Dodgeball.
Right. They're like in a Terminator where it's like hit him with a hammer. He goes, he breaks.
Oh, I like that.
And then he comes back together.
Freeze dodgeball and then hit him with a hammer.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
In that order.
All right.
Or do both, you know.
I'm going to put a star next to that.
Listen to your heart.
What else?
For Tom G?
Any other ideas?
For Tom G?
For anyone.
Oh, okay.
Mitch Halleck's coming.
Mitch Halleck's, right?
Yeah. So he's king of the nerds.
Right.
Yep.
Right? So he's working on a costume.
Right. How about Santa Claus is a superhero?
Santa Claus superhero.
Right. Claus! Claus Man! S.C.
Santa Claus is a superhero.
Right.
Isn't he kind of already?
He gets his powers from the cookies he eats.
So he has to eat a cookie before he can help?
Exactly, right.
But does he only come to the rescue once a year?
Exactly, right. Not a very good superhero.
Yeah,
right.
He's lazy the rest of the year.
Yeah, and you have to be good for him to help you.
Right.
If you're bad, you're on your own.
You're on your own.
Yeah, F you, kid. You're done.
Yeah, if you think about that song. You better watch out.
Yeah.
You better not cry.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, it's almost threatening.
It's the CIA.
Yeah.
That's right. It is.
They see you when you're sleeping.
Santa Claus
they
is coming.
They know when
to
you're
town.
Awake. Yeah, exactly.
And if he wants to fight, you better let him.
Right, exactly.
If Santa Claus wants to fight, you better let him.
Right.
Guys are making fun of me, but that joke's been sticking with you all day.
Santa's back.
Santa's back.
Rudolph's back in town. Rudolph's back in town. Spread the word around. All right, so maybe Santa's a superhero. We kind of give Mitch the project of make Santa a superhero.
Hmm.
And what his powers are.
Exactly.
What's his kryptonite?
Right. I mean,
well, his powers is that he can like shrink himself down to go down a chimney
exactly,
and climb
right.
back up.
Right. Plus, he could also he has super speed to go around the world and deliver toys.
True.
You know, without
superhero
getting a ticket.
Superhero Santa.
Yeah, right. He should have a cape.
Super Santa.
Right. Right. So like his abilities. Like, maybe the backstory on Santa as to how he became a superhero. I mean, this is all stuff a nerd, king of the nerds, should come up with no problem.
I mean, Kris Kringle already sounds like the superhero, like
the Peter Parker.
Like
a Clark Kent.
Clark
Kent. Exactly.
Yep.
Right.
Kris
like, how did he get his superpowers, you know?
Right.
Who was his nemesis?
How did he get his superpowers?
The magic dust, of course.
No, remember the... How did that all happen?
Right. Santa Claus?
Yeah, the story of Santa Claus.
I remember the Winter Warlock thing, you know, when they had they get the little corn pieces to the reindeer and they were able to fly.
No, but they showed him as little Kris Kringle. There's one.
Yeah, that's right. He was a little guy.
It was Kris Kringle, and then he got married, remember? Then he got fat, which
Jessica,
just happens to everybody.
And so did she,
And then he didn't care anymore. Like, once you get married, you don't care anymore, so you get fat and you grow your beard out.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know when he's not wearing that red suit.
Oh, wait. It was the Burgermeister stopped the kids
stopped
from
the toys
playing
thing.
Toys.
Yeah,
so he was like, I'm going to sneak in
right.
and leave toys in your, put your stockings out to dry.
If you remember, the reindeer were his friends growing up, and they taught him how to jump around. He would jump from roof to roof. So the reindeer taught him how to jump.
Right.
But he had to use the chimneys because the Burgermeister, as you said,
right.
and then they had to hide the toys
yeah,
inside
like
the stockings. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So one of the things that has to happen in every superhero story, though, is there has to be the death of the parents. Like
right.
somehow the parents have to be killed by some bad person.
Right.
And that's his nemesis.
The Grinch.
Revenge.
The Grinch killed his parents. That's why he was found on the doorstep. By the Kringles.
Oh crap! That's right.
Yeah.
He was an orphan.
Yeah, he was an orphan. Yeah,
yeah.
None of them knocked boots.
All right, so Super Santa.
Yeah, knocked reindeer shoes.
Winter boots.
They didn't knock winter shoes. Elf shoes.
Oh, so I like that.
Yeah,
I love that Super Santa.
Right.
What else?
So
Ron from Lyme is coming as Santa, right?
Yes.
So
we're gonna have two.
Santa Dave used to do it every year.
Yeah, God bless him.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, man, good man. Definitely in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Boy, he was really he lived it.
He did. He did. Very witty man, too.
And lost Dave. So last year, we thought, well, we're gonna have a year without a Santa because that's our... We just can't go from having
You just don't replace
Dave
somebody like that.
To having somebody else.
Right.
But you got to have Santa. So
you do.
We took our break, and now we're going to have Santa. But we're going to have two Santas this year because mm-hmm. not one Santa can cover what Dave did.
Right.
So we're going to have one Santa that'll talk to TV.
Yep.
And
TV
then another
Santa
that... TV will not want to.
So we're gonna have
the other Santa.
We're gonna have media Santa.
Yeah, we're gonna have media Santa.
Like a spokesperson Santa.
That's right.
Right.
Spokesperson Santa.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's the friendly. He's
like
the
talking point. The talking point Santa. Yeah.
He's the guy in the middle of summer you see in the supermarket. You're like, hey, look, it's Santa.
Oh,
it's Santa.
Right.
Santa's getting Oreos.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Which you can picture him having Oreos.
He's got
a cookie thing, a cookie habit.
And then we got the other Santa, Ron from Lyme.
Right.
The other Santa.
The other Santa.
What do we call him?
Sarcastic Santa.
Sarcastic Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, the one to let you know why you've been bad for several minutes.
Brian Avernus coming?
Mm. He is.
Just a warning for everyone.
I'm nervous about this song.
He's working on a song, and did you give him all the facts for the song?
Yeah, I gave him a bunch of facts. Do you want me to go down the line? Do you want me to read them?
Right down the line. Do it, girls.
Do it, Verna.
Do it, Brian.
Do it, Brian.
Well, I know the yes-no game Lamont has to be in the song.
I told
yes.
him.
Because that was a big deal.
And he didn't get it because he doesn't live in Connecticut, so it's hard for him to listen to the show. So he wasn't understanding it. I sent it to him, and I also let him know about Gov's Gotta Go, how that's kind of like a saying. It's
gotta
a trademark
say
saying.
It's a movement.
And we're going to be very close to Gov's Gotta
it's
Go.
It's a movement,
week.
Yeah.
It'll be 1 month away.
Right, the final countdown.
Yep. So he wrote back, why don't I change it to, let's give the guy a chance. I go, no. First off, you're not even talking about the right person. That's not for Lamont. That's for our current governor.
Yeah.
And,
Deloitte.
And that's what we say. So don't change it. You can't change it.
I have a feeling this is a bad idea.
Yep. This is one of those things going to explode in the launch
pad. He likes to go rogue.
Like the bad bottle rocket.
Well, he's a nutty Trump hater. So he's going to, you know, we got to, you know, I think maybe we just say no politics.
Yeah. Yeah, no politics.
We have to say that Gov's got to go, though. And I feel
he's
like
gotta say Gov's
got
to go,
yes
and he's got
to
say the yes-no game.
Yeah, so I told him it has to be.
It was the biggest thing. Anytime you looked up at a television
mm-hmm.
before the election, there was the name of the show.
Yeah. So.
We've got someone who's familiar with Brian saying, is he going to ask all the kids to leave the room first?
No.
That's funny.
Yeah, I wonder who that person is.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? So we have a bunch of cops coming.
Right. For a good reason this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just in case Brian gets out of control.
Right.
Which
right.
he probably
they're
will.
They're tase and mace Brian.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Don't tell him.
You should have them
oh,
do
yeah.
like
Don't
a
tell
strip
him.
Show.
Don't tell him.
And Joe Bouchard from Blue Oyster Cult.
Be good to see him again.
Yeah.
He is the co-founder of Blue Oyster Cult. He's going to play the Reaper. And one of my favorite Blue Oyster Cult songs.
And an excellent Christmas song.
Yeah.
We should do like jingle bells in the back of it. Don't fear the reaper. Right. On the bells.
Don't fear the Santa.
The right. reindeer.
Right.
Don't fear the reindeer.
Oh, that's funny.
They will leave you presents. Don't fear the reindeer. They'll be on your roof. Don't fear the reindeer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll work on that one.
Yeah.
AJ got real into that.
I love it. La 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 la.
Fa la
fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la.
That's actually really good. I wonder.
Children,
if do
don't
that.
Fear the reindeer, cause they're here to bring you toys.
Just go to bed.
If you go to bed now, come on, kiddies, don't fear the reindeer.
You can feed them carrots. Feed the reindeer.
Leave Santa cookies.
Fear the reindeer.
They will bring the fat man.
We'll work on that.
Yeah,
one.
I like it.
I like it.
People want to see our Santas duke it out to be the official Santa.
Like a Santa wrestling match.
That's
or should it be a
Santa
like quiz competition?
No, Santa Claus death match.
All right, that works.
Death match.
Right.
And it's going to be like sumo wrestling.
Again, because this has all the essence of Christmas.
Exactly.
No, they wrestle in figgy pudding.
Yeah!
A figgy pudding wrestling match. The
bring
death match.
More!
Right. And they all have like really big candy canes to beat the snot out of each other.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Like one hooks the other guy's like, oh, you bastard, you got me. And he shows his head.
What was that?
Him being shoved in the figgy pudding.
Oh, in the figgy pudding.
Oh.
Right.
Sometimes you just got to let AJ go.
Most folks do. I usually
now
go away.
Now it's time to bring it. Bring it right here.
Most folks, yeah. Exactly. Right, right.
Song is so demanding.
I'm going to duck your holes.
Yeah.
That would be a viral video.
It would.
Two Santas beating the crap out of each other.
Right.
It would be, you know, they would start it on television by saying, children, you may not want to see this, the images that we're about to show right now.
One of them will become the ghost of Christmas past. Telling you, man, this is awesome.
All right. I'm writing all this down.
Someone says there should be a MyPillow fight.
Oh.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
A sexy MyPillow fight.
Yeah. Between who?
Like lingerie MyPillow fight.
Are you volunteering yourself?
No, I am not. No one wants to see that ever.
Oh. Sexy lingerie pillow fight.
Yeah, no, I'm the antidote for sexy.
Because he's like born again.
MyPillow fight. Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
You know deep down inside him.
What, Pam?
Would love that idea and probably has thought of it himself.
Who? My pillow
Mike
man?
Lindell.
Here's the part where Pam's brain goes off the tracks. You can hear it's like leaving. Hold on! <gone! laughs>
Yeah, I'll write that one down, too.
Right, I can see. In the air.
I'm writing all this stuff down.
It's a bad boy, oh, is a bad boy.
There's no bad ideas here.
Why'd you write crazy as fuck?
Get her out of here.
You know, we'll be approaching AJ's birthday, too. We should do something nice for AJ's birthday.
Nah.
Nah.
All right, I won't even write that one down.
Why even start now?
Because every time we think of fun ideas, he doesn't like them.
No, the fun ideas always
like,
involve me being...
What ideas do we have that he didn't like?
Well, one year, I remember being in this studio, and we were trying to come up with ideas, and he didn't like any of them. There was something with kittens or something, right?
It was your idea.
Yeah. I wanted, because AJ likes cats, Cats Cars Comedy, the idea was something that I would want to do, but I thought AJ would enjoy it more, is to have him surrounded by kittens. But he kiboshed the idea because he didn't want any kittens to go astray, even though I don't think that would happen.
I just worry about the safety of the kittens. You got that many kittens around, that many people around, something could happen, one of them get like hurt.
We would keep it contained.
Contain the kittens.
Would that be something you'd be interested in, being
no,
in a
because
pool
you know,
with kittens?
No, you know what it is? Because with the kittens and everything, they're so lovable and cute, I'd want to keep them, and I can't do that.
Mm.
You know, and it'll make me sad. Why are they going to get homes?
Sad AJ. No one wants Sad AJ.
No one likes Sad AJ.
No.
And let's face it, the reason why Pam pitched this is because she wants to do it.
Right.
You got it.
That's right.
Right. But she wants puppies.
That's what I want.
Right.
That's what I want.
The cats are back. The cats are back.
Meow. 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 Meow.
And if the
meow,
kitties
meow.
Want to purr, you better let
meow,
it.
Meow. 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 And if the kitty wants to scratch, you better let it.
Meow. That was a pretty sick show today, by the way.
It was.
Really,
I had a really good time
yeah,
today.
Yeah, we did. I'm still laughing at Elton John wearing a metal skirt shooting out of a cannon.
Yeah, I'm getting stuck.
There's a lot of moments today.
What was that meow song, though? There was a
that was
meow
Boys
song.
Back in Town.
We were meowing.
It was meow, 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 meow.
No.
No?
It was the end of Stairway to Heaven.
Oh,
oh meow, that's right.
Meow. Yeah, okay, right.
Meow, meow, meow.
Well, you know, it works for any of that.
That's okay. It's coming back to me. It's coming back.
Coming back. What else?
All
any
right.
ideas?
So right.
we have a group of politicians coming.
Right.
I think the mayor of Derby's bringing us porchetta.
All right.
Because he's been trying to get us to go to that porchetta dinner.
He wants to have really fierce the pork. Eat the meat.
Yeah. Pam will be singing. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Coplick will be there with Mike Lapatino.
Right. Not bugging her.
We got some texts from Jimmy about one of the other guests that we have coming, and I don't know if you wanted to read those now or talk to him next week about it, but he might owe someone money.
What?
Really?
Really?
Yes.
One of the musicians?
Yes.
Really? Ew. Now, does he want to give the money?
Text the booking phone?
Yes.
So was this a...
And did he say, keep me away from this person because
no.
I think I owe them money?
No, not exactly. Do you want... Should I just read it?
Why not?
Okay. Go for it. You already said most of it.
He said, is it true that Janet Gardner will be at the toy drive next Friday? Yes. I love her. Played golf with her and she beat me and I'm pretty good. What time will she be there? And then I told him and he said, I'm going to have to try to get there and see her. I also might owe her money if we had played golf for money.
Wow.
That's awesome.
He didn't say how much and I didn't ask.
Now if she's smart. She'll say, yeah, it was for a grand.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
If they have to ask, they don't know.
Oh my God.
Oh. By the way, I also play Jimmy in golf. And
feel like we need a couple clubs, a couple balls, and a little putting green.
Oh, putt off.
Rematch.
But the balls should look like little Christmas balls.
We can paint them.
Right.
We could just paint the golf balls different colors.
Yeah, we'll red, one, green.
Well, have Pam paint the balls.
That sounds like a task for you.
And I yeah, I really don't. I don't care about the balls being painted. So we need a putting green and two clubs and some balls.
I think and someone here in the office.
It, Jimmy and Lappy play golf all the time. So even if Janet's not there, when Jimmy's there, it's a moneymaker.
Yeah. Lappy's always working on his putts. 3, 2, 1.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Your putts?
Look at the word. Look up the word putts in Yiddish one day.
Then Carmine Appice and Vinny Appice, brothers. Last name's pronounced differently, thanks to Rod Stewart.
Yes, thank you, Rod.
We'll both be there. Vinny played with Black Sabbath and Dio. And most of Ronnie's most famous songs, Vinny plays drums on, so you've heard him play. And then, you know, Carmine played with Rod Stewart, Vanilla Fudge.
Yep.
Ozzy.
Blue Murder.
Blue Murder.
Yep.
Yeah, another big one.
Yep.
So they'll be there. They'll be drumming off. And what else? We got a couple surprises in the works, too.
Surprise.
And then your walking competition.
I can't wait.
Keith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't have your feet come off the ground.
That's
if
fine.
There's any image of both feet simultaneously off the ground, you instantly lose.
So you have to be in contact with the ground with at least 1 foot at all times.
At all times.
Okay. I got this. There's no way he's beating me. Look at him.
He has longer legs. I think you should start practicing.
I don't think he's that tall, is he? I can't.
Pam, it will ruin my Christmas if you lose this thing.
I don't want to do that.
No pressure.
Right.
No pressure at all.
That's right.
I think I got this. All I mean, he doesn't
go
outside.
Can we see how fast you can walk right now?
Yeah, let's see.
In this short period, this short space right here?
How far can you go with this camera?
With what, a calendar?
I said F you!
Thanks, Pam.
They went over the air.
All right, 3, 2, and go.
You have to do this with your arms.
Why?
You have to be looking like you're pooping. You have to, like, kind of move your hips like this.
While you poop while walking?
8 seconds.
Should I try to be...
8 seconds.
But because there's form involved. You have to swivel your hips.
And you have to keep your arms up like this.
Do you have to make that weird face that you made, though?
What was it?
The normal one.
You have to be serious. You gotta focus. That's my focus face.
Okay.
It looks like you just had a bad exam.
With what were they examining?
Involving a large
finger.
We're
going to have to do some practicing for this.
Should I go to the track today?
Does anybody know if there's any former walking Olympians in Connecticut?
Yeah, they're probably walking
in Connecticut.
Isn't there one?
That, I forget what the actual term is, but like speed walking was, an event.
Yeah. Does anyone know anyone? We got to get a trainer in here.
They're still alive? I don't know.
Well, you know who, maybe there's one at the mall, because you know how people always go walking at the mall?
Those are not the people you want to train with.
And teachers.
You're going to feel really good about yourself.
I'm so fast.
Yeah, I beat the Depends League. Yeah.
I feel like I need to get those white walking sneakers.
Yes.
Who would know? You know who might know? Mayor Moran, because he's in athletics in Southern, right?
Right.
Any other Olympic people in Connecticut?
I know none.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
too.
I don't know.
Mamsie says they should wear jingle bells during this.
That's funny.
Oh, that's Mamsie! It! Good Mamsie! Job, Mamsie!
Great idea.
Right. Jill says she'd have like
on their ankles. So you hear it.
Ankles and maybe our wrists too.
Yeah, and there has to be different sounds.
So
is it going to be
like a side-by-side competition?
Like a drag race.
It's not like one goes and then the other.
No, it's like a drag race.
It's a drag race.
We should have like
head to head.
We should have someone be like a flag person, like.
Right. Yeah. So we need a flag.
Or we need a Christmas tree, like a drag Christmas tree.
That's kind of cool.
Wait, yeah. What was it?
A drag Christmas tree.
Yeah. The flagger is easier.
Right. The flagger should be dressed like an elf.
Oh. Is there any little people out there that have nothing to do Friday?
We met one at the, I may have his number. Ew, there was a beard hair on this phone.
From Phil.
You're welcome.
We hope so.
Lost I think idea. We met one. There was a little person at the Chaz and AJ Monsters Ball, not last year, but not this year, but last year. And I think.
Right.
Let me see if I have him in.
Oh, that was real? I thought it was just drinking.
Maybe a little person?
No.
I thought you have them in the phone.
Those are shots
person?
Of Jack Daniels working.
Oh, God. I didn't put it in as midget.
Little person. Thinking? Little person.
Maybe little?
Right.
No.
Look under tiny.
Tiny.
Cookie maker?
Right.
Cookie.
Rubble Silskin?
Nope.
Rubbin Foreskin?
I swear I had it. Maybe
someone you would not ask to change a light bulb.
Right. Look under nuts. Look at nuts over him.
Needs a ladder.
Right. Short cook. Short temper? Shrimp.
Yeah, Leah's not that tall.
I haven't.
No. How tall are you? 5'1".
5'1". Right.
Jeez, really?
We're like the same height.
Just about 5'1".
I don't know what I was thinking because I could have sworn I asked him for his number.
Did you put Monsters Ball in?
I don't know why I wouldn't save it.
A little person,
it.
Monsters Ball?
I'm sorry, wow. Little person.
Short person?
Short. Oh, maybe short person? Let's
see. Short person.
Tiny.
Got no listing. Short person got,
I got
no
it.
Listing.
It's saved as, oh no, never mind. That's somebody else. Someone that used to work here. I have him in there as Dan Short Meatball.
Oh, the hamster.
That's not him, though.
Short hamster, Meatball. Yeah.
We call it Dan could be an elf.
Yeah.
Dan?
Here's the feel good portion for Dan.
Dan Short Meatball.
Leah, remember, you work in a toy drive?
I was asked to do video, but I don't know what kind of video.
Oh, yeah. You should dress as an elf. Like those pants work, I think, with a green shirt and a little hat.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right.
I'm so mad at myself.
So are we.
Somewhere there's a little person who has nothing to do on Friday.
Right.
She said she'd call.
She said she'd call.
I wish there was something I can do for Christmas.
She said
help
she'd
children.
Call. Right. I got laid off from making the cookies in the tree.
Right. Hmm.
Yeah, and everyone's watching their weight now, so they're not really eating as many.
Maybe we could just get a 5-year-old and put a beard on him.
There you go, see?
That would be funny.
Way easier.
Right.
Yeah, someone had a kid in the last 5 years around here.
All right, so if you have any ideas.
I'm just saying.
If you have any ideas, things you'd like to see, or if you'd like to be a part of it somehow, we're putting the final touches together here.
Right.
There is a, so musically we have Janet Gardner from Vixen and I don't know if you've been following her, but like just last year, Vixen played, sold out at Mohegan Sun Arena with another band. So, I mean, she's a thing. We're very lucky to have her. Then yes. Carmine, of course.
Legend.
Hot Legs, Do You Think I'm Sexy, Rod Legend. Stewart, yep. Ozzy. And then Vinny with Black Sabbath, Joe Bouchard, Blue Oyster Cult. We have another name that we're this close on. And I don't even know if we're going to say it if we lock the person in. I think we just have the person show up and go
Surprise.
Up on stage.
Yeah. And everybody goes nuts.
Any other ideas before we close it up here?
Not from Facebook.
Yeah, way to go, folks.
All right.
Always working.
No, that's okay, because we have a lot, but if you think of something...
Always working.
Just being snarky.
are you
wiggling your hiney over here?
I'm freezing my ass off.
Right. Is he doing the wiggle?
Yeah, no, so he does
this. Doing the puppy wiggle? Yeah. Yeah, it's the puppy wiggle. I'm excited to get your own wiggle.
It's cold. I had 4 cups of this.
Okay, we're going to go.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Awkward family moment. All right, no, wait.
No.
Really?
Leah!
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.